ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So, presenting a gift, lift it. Go at once, apologize. Then after you have reconciled, come to the altar and present your gift. It is always better to come to terms with the one who wants to sue you before you go to the trial, or you may be found guilty by the judge, like we read in that story, and he will hand you over to the officers who will throw you into the prison. Believe me, you won't get out of prison until you have paid the full amount. So, number one area to protect is your relationship with God. Your relationship with God. Second area, your relationship with people. Matthew 18, verses 15 to 20. Matthew 18, verses 15 to 20. Your relationship with people. He said, if your brother sinned against you, go tell him. It's fought between you and him alone. How often, when we find it very hard to practice forgiveness, what usually happens? I have an issue with PP. Instead of talking to PP, I went to Donut. And you will agree with me in communication. If I say something to Donut, half of Donut understands half. That's if Donut have mastered communication. He understands half of what I've said to him. And so in interpreting it, even back to Philip, he would have amplified it. And if Donald didn't talk to Philip so that the issue can be resolved, if he talks to PG, it is message translation. So everybody had, for those of you who have been to seminars where they whisper something into someone's ear, and just about 10, 15 people in the room, at the end of the line, you'll be shocked at what you will hear to be what the message is. So, the kingdom way is if your brother sin against you, go tell him. Go tell him. Go tell him. Tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, then you have gained your brother. So, if Philip agree with me, there's no point. As a matter of fact, for you to understand it, the next time Philip has an issue with Donald, mine should not be a reference. That's how to measure spiritual maturity. Mine shouldn't be a reference. I shouldn't be telling Philip to color his mind to say, that's how Donald behaves. And usually that's what you find out. So if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more. So that by the mouth, don't amplify. And I will say this to you in resolving quarrel. This is even how to say, if I take Donald and Benga into my group, I will repeat exactly the same thing that happened between us. Irrespective of what I've told them. So that they can measure it. They can be objective. It's not here, but I've been... When I was head of department in one of our churches that I've served, you know, sometimes even the head of department, one department and the head of another department, if they have issues with their ego, you know, it's a big problem. And so somebody, the head of this department is members or a member will line behind her. The head of also this department is or a member will line behind her. And so there is a cross word. That is not necessary. So if they will not hear, take with you one or two or more so that people can be objective. That by mouth of two or three witnesses, those words, the truth or the differences will be established. Verse, it said, if he refuses to hear, then you do what? Tell it to the church. Can you see? So, first, with my brother, with my sister. Second level. And you know, you are talking to believers here. Kingdom people. So, as a matter of fact, most of the time, it mustn't get to the third level. If he refuses to hear, then let him be. It means what the Bible is simply saying, treat him as someone who doesn't understand the Bible. So your expectations, they are not high. Praise God. So relationship with other people. And then thirdly, in the heart of forgiveness, we must protect our freedom and healing. We must. That's what we do when we forgive. You are protecting your freedom. The Bible says, stand therefore, Galatians 5:1. You have liberty in Christ Jesus. Don't be entangled with any yoke of bondage. You protect your healing. And then you protect your freedom. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. I won't read. So forgiveness is the act of pardoning an offender. We let go. Because this is the way this sin is. I may be the one who is asking you for forgiveness today. Tomorrow it might be your turn to ask me. I may be the one who is at fault today. Tomorrow you may be the one who is at fault. So Jesus said we should forgive if we have indeed received forgiveness. Trusting God for healing today. So what forgiveness does not mean, doesn't mean you condone an offense and you just want everybody to heap things over you. You won't be held that way. You won't. You're probably going to depression very soon. I mean, I read this story. These are things that even for us in ministry, we're putting into practice. I read this story about a particular church where they have what you can call their counselors. Their counselor, what counselor do? They give. So people come, they share their problem, they share their... And then the pastor said, he just realized that each of those counselors, one after the other, they were getting into depression. So he started praying. And the Lord opened his eyes to it. He said, don't you know that when people come, showed him a dunghill with all mess, and then he saw how people were taking debts and they were pouring it on each of those counselors. And he said, don't you know that's what come? That when people come with their problem, it's like they were taking debt. He said, but my word says there must be washing of the water by the wall. So he took the counselors on retreat and everybody came back, depression broken, and then there was fire. So he said, from that point onward, he never allowed a gap. So if we are holding on to garbages, we get into a point of darkness. And then when you get into darkness, you can't see. And if you can't see, then you begin to separate yourself. And you become very vulnerable as a target to the devil. So it doesn't mean condoning an offense. It doesn't mean forgiveness does not mean pretending that the offense never happened. It does. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you are allowing others to take advantage of you. Forgiveness does not mean you are pardoning people. Oh, I forgive. With no valid reason. Forgiveness does not mean that for every slighting that happened after now, I forgive you. Don't be naive. Don't. How do you forgive someone? Quickly. Remember what forgiveness involves. That's number one thing. You remember. And what does forgiveness involve? It does not condone the wrong, but you are just letting go of that event. How to forgive someone? Secondly, you recognize the benefit of forgiving. There's great benefit. When we let go of anger, resentment, it keeps us calm. It improves our health. It increases our chances for happiness. And forgiving other people is the key to receiving God's forgiveness. What he has done, what he has not done, I know. But as of today, under God, if you can let go, you see that thing. I mean, there used to be someone that I know used to have migraine headache and all that. And then one day we were talking, and he just said, "This migraine that I should pray and all that." And as I wanted to pray, I just have a very strong impression on my heart to ask him about his relationship with his dad. And I just mentioned it. He said, "That one, don't talk about it." And then the Holy Spirit said, "That is the key. It should release and it should work." So with boldness, I just told him, I said, "See, hey, can you..." And then we went through some of these things that I'm preaching about, I used today. And then, "Can you just release?" And under God, he released. And he got back to me, I think after 6 months, he said, "You know what? I'm just happy. I don't use to depend on the drugs anymore and all that. I'm not a medical person now, but hey, whatever happened is supernatural, isn't it?" And then has kept him free. Praise God. I said, "Praise God." So there is benefit. And they say unforgiveness is like drinking. You gave me a poison to drink, and I'm expecting you to die. Because resentment, bitterness is a poison. So the other person can't die. And then sometimes what I found out in this issue of forgiveness, that ray offends me, he has totally forgotten. He's moved on. Light years. And I'm still saying, "Look at him. Look at his head. Look at his glasses. I don't even know why he talks like this. I don't even know why should people like him." You are the one conjoining all those things. He has moved on. And God help you if he has also realized that he offended you. And has asked God for forgiveness. God won't hold him that because you offended Ayo, so you are not going. I'm not going to forgive you on this one. No. In the sense, the way God thinks, if you decide to mark your own iniquity, my own iniquity, nobody will be justified at the end of the day. But we have received mercy. That's why we are all here. Praise God. Has that praised the Lord? Hallelujah. So how to forgive someone? Be empathic. Empathetic. That's the third point. All of us are imperfect. All of us are imperfect. So just like you and I, we appreciate somebody forgiving. Just like I will appreciate someone forgive me, you also should appreciate someone. I mean, you forgiving other people. I don't know if that makes sense to you. All of us are imperfect. So just as we all appreciate being forgiven, we should likewise forgive other people for their mistake. Fourth, how to forgive? Be reasonable. Be reasonable. Don't use every opportunity to complain about other people. Don't. Some people's tolerance is just, they don't have tolerance for, Don't use every opportunity. Don't. Otherwise, you just get unnecessarily worked up. Be reasonable. When you have cause to complain, complain. But you can't be putting people under unnecessary pressure around you. It's not about performance. And then fifth, to forgive, please act quickly. Forgive. Work to forgive as soon as you can. Don't retain things. Don't. The unselfish love of Christ is the basis for true forgiveness. And that unselfish love, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5, love is patient, it's kind. It doesn't keep records of evil. It doesn't. What is the call to duty? Two scriptures and I close. In case you identify any broken down relationship, call to duty this morning. Romans 13, verses 8 and 10. Romans 13, verses 8 and 10. 8 to 10. He said, don't owe anything to anyone except your outstanding debt, which is to continually love one another. For the one who learns to love has fulfilled every requirement of the law. The story that we read this morning is that even forgiveness is tied to your prayers being answered. He who covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoever confess and forsake them shall obtain mercy. So don't owe anyone. The only debt you owe people is the debt of love. He said, for the commandment says, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and every other commandment can be summed up in all these two words. Love and value others the same way you love and value yourself. And then secondly, love makes it impossible to harm another. So love fulfills all that the law requires. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love, which is as a result of forgiveness. Second call, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, we begin reading from verse 11. 1 John chapter 3, we read from verse 11. I read all the way to the end. From the Passion Translation, it said, this message that you've heard right from the start is that we should walk in self-sacrificing love towards one another. We should not be like Cain, who yielded to the evil one. So, that it's as simple as that. The evil spirit, no matter where we are, they are, principality, power, demons, they don't have rights to operate here legally, except they can see a body to use. They are spirits. So, when we play with unforgiveness, we are opening our lives to demonic influence. So, he said, we should not be like Cain, who yielded to the evil one and brutally murdered his own brother, Abel. Why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's righteous. So, don't be shocked, beloved brothers and sisters, if you experience the word hatred. So, the temptation to hate, the temptation to be bitter, the temptation to hold resentment towards people is there. Don't be. He said, yet you can be sure that we have been translated. And that's the message this morning. We have been translated from spiritual death into spiritual life because we love the family of believers. A loveless life remains spiritually dead. A loveless life remains spiritually dead. And if you have fear to love, it's because you have not been made perfected or matured in God's love. I mean, as we expand in our capacity, that is the measurement of our spiritual growth. I know people who are prayer warriors, but who have bitterness in their heart. So the bitterness has made the prayer. In fact, if the prayer is God's going to rise, it can't be beyond the ceilings. I know people who stand on the pulpit, who curse from the pulpit. That's not love. I know people who wish other people dead. That's not love. I know people who secretly wish in their heart, because they've been offended, they've been wronged by other people, who wish something evil can happen to other people, that is not love. Love conquers evil. And that's the kingdom. It doesn't matter what we are exposed to on a daily basis, in families, in our relationship with people. Hey, if this Bible is true, let us do the word. 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 People will go beyond their bad boundaries. But hey, the decision lies with us. So don't be shocked if you experience the word hatred. A loveless life remains a spiritually dead life. Everyone who keeps hating a fellow believer is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life is residing in him. This is how we have discovered love's reality. Jesus sacrificed his life for us because of this great love. That's the basis. You can't really love people if you don't have the love of Jesus in your heart. Jesus sacrificed his life for us because of this great love. We should be willing to lay down our life. It's not that. What that means is that we must develop capacity to accommodate people. As your pastor, that's what I have chosen. So no matter what you do, it doesn't matter. People wonder why. I've chosen. Number one, a decision. This is not my church. Secondly, people will come and go. But if it's the church of Jesus, it remains the same. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Even in the ministry of Jesus, people left. Abi? And he asked the disciples, will you also go back? In the ministry of Jesus, people stole. So, whatever it is, I can't hold you down. The same way you came, you can leave at any time. And people leave for various reasons. Some people relocated, some people desire something better for their lives. Some people, you can, people leave churches. So that's why it's a living organism. But hey, don't leave because of offense. Because wherever you go, you will still be offended. That's my message to you. There's no perfect church until Jesus himself, the owner of the church, comes. Because he said it. He said, when the perfection appears, imperfection will dissolve away. Are we supposed to be learning? Yes. Develop capacity to accommodate others. Sometimes, even here, some people will say certain things to me and feel like slapping them. Some people will say other things. I say, are you surely a pusher? Are you thinking? Oh, yeah, I have to be father to all. Hey, but one thing, which is what I've said today, you can't rubbish my calling. And just because I want to eat beef now, I will call every Malu brother. No, you can't rubbish my calling. There is a limit to what self-respect is, dignity is. Because I will respect you. So also respect me. It has nothing to do with it. It's just decorum. Praise God. The same thing, if you extend it in families, because you are my elders, doesn't mean you can touch rubbish to me. The same way, even in family relationships, you are the husband, we know you are the head. Don't rub it on my face. The same way. You know, in some families, I close now. I know I've spent time today. In some family, they have what they call the headless people. They're as useless as anything. And they want people to subject and obey them. And the only thing they hold on to, I'm the firstborn. You better shapen up. Jesus sacrificed his life for us. Because of this great love, we should be willing to lay down our lives for one another. If anyone sees a fellow believer in need and has the means to help him, yet shows him no pity, closes his heart against him, how is it even possible that God's love lives is in him? Beloved children, our love can't be an abstract theory. So our forgiveness can't be an abstract theory. It cannot. Our love cannot be an abstract theory. We only talk about, but a way of life demonstrated through our loving deeds. We know that the truth lives within us because we demonstrate love in action, which we reassure our hearts in his presence. Whenever, and that is the litmus, whenever your heart condemns you in your relationship with people, I'm saying it, whenever your heart nudges you to say sorry, say sorry. Whether you are the one who is right or wrong is irrelevant. But sometimes when you see the tension and you know that mother can get out of that actions, it's high. There is the tendency to kill. And sometimes killing, the final one is a physical one. Killing is with mouth. Most of the time, the use of words. Hey, someone should retreat. That's spiritual maturity. He said, my delightful loved one, when our heart doesn't condemn us, then we have both freedom to speak face to face. So your forgiveness has a whole lot to do with your prayer life. And whatever we ask of him, we receive because we keep his command. And by our beautiful intentions, we continue to do what brings him pleasure. So these are his command, that we continually place our trust in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. And that we keep loving one another just as he has commanded us. For all who obey his command find their lives joined in union with him, and he lives and flourishes in them. We know and have proof that we are constantly lives and flourishes, that he constantly lives and flourishes in us by the Holy Spirit that he has given us. May I pray this morning, because one thing that comes with forgiveness is the principle of release. It's called jubilee in the Bible. You have to release. You have to release. And you are not going to release on the basis, on the merit. This is what this person has done. This is what he hasn't done. This is what I meant. This is what I didn't mean. Lord, you're just saying, Lord, as a believer, something has gone wrong here in this relationship or in this kind of conversation. I just want to make amends. Help me. And you know that's the difference. Help me. The Holy Spirit is there to help us as our standby. And then he can help you. And then you begin to grow from one level of relationship to another. I mean, there are things, if I'm doing at this stage of the life of this church, I am dying spiritually. And that's the way it is. There are certain things that if I'm still doing in this phase of my life, as a husband, as a father, I am dying. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us. And he's available, he's our standby, he's our counselor, he's our helper, he's our strengthener. And I pray this morning that there will be a release. You will release people from your heart. And then you follow it up with your action. So it's not an abstract theory. You send an SMS to someone, you just want to wish them a happy Sunday. And the likely thing, I'm telling you, if you can be bold to do it, the likely thing that you have, you won't get a response SMS, you will get a call. Hey, Kilo Shelle, what has happened and all that? And whatever broken down words is rebuilt. And then life can be better. Everybody can sleep very well at night. Everybody is not thinking. And you know, let me say this is a personal testimony. I saw my sister here. It's in my own family, I would say it. It got to a point that we have one member of our family who is always causing trouble for everybody. So it got to a point where very early in the morning one day, I received an SMS. I won't say he or she, so you won't even know who I'm talking about. So I received an SMS that one of the sister is planning to send hired assassin to her. Oh, I've mentioned it. I don't know how to lie. I don't even know how to lie. If I want to. Oh, okay. But, you know, at that point, I read the SMS, and I said to myself, okay, this is not a polygamous household. There are just few of us. And then, what is happening here? And I just have a witness in my hand that this is the handwriting of the devil, that this other person has just submitted herself to be used of the devil. So I called the person who is planning the murder. I said, do you have plan to murder your sister? He said, me.
said the person that I haven't even heard from in the last 6 months. Said, so what will... So at that stage, I just responded to that experience. I said, please from today, don't send any SMS to me about the affairs of this family. I said, interestingly, you know what to do to keep this family together. If you are not ready to do it, count me out. And that was a decision that I have to make. Because she is the habit of causing panic for everybody. And then she's in the habit of causing, even if all of us are seated, everybody is, she will throw one tantrum. And before you know it, people will start to exchange words. And that has been. I made that decision 2-3 years ago, and this decision is still the same way up to now. I'm not going to condone that. So, you know the balance to my message now. We are in good. If I see her anywhere, I prostrate for her. Do everything. But hey, that's boundary. This is like a human mosquito. Don't bite me. I don't want malaria. I don't want typhoid. I want my peace. I want my joy. I want my fulfillment. And I can't trade it for anybody. I can't trade it for you. Because I'm not answerable to you, I'm answerable to God. I just said that. I mean, the reason why I said that, that may be what someone needs to hear in this service. Please, whatever it is, let go. Let go. There is more for us in God. You hear it all the time. Next level, you hear it all the time. New level, you hear it all the time. Freshness. But if unforgiveness is clogging our heart, there's no way we can enjoy that. There is no way we can enjoy that. And I understand that if you have a piece of a bad orange and you put it where other good oranges are, it's just a matter of time. I mean, the whole basket can just go down as a waste. I pray that this morning, let's bow down our head. I want you to speak to the Lord. Speak loudly to the Lord. Wherever words has been spoken, I don't know what your own situation is, and you just need to release someone, I want you to just do it. Do it this morning. Do it this morning. It might be a relationship. Some people, even though some people are even dead, they are still holding them in bitterness. You want to release someone this morning. You want to just let go. Hurt will always, people will always be promoter of that, but you just want to let go. It might be a relationship between yourself and an authority figure, and things just didn't work. Somebody might have just been there, didn't speak good, right word to you, and your expectations are dashed. Why don't you just let them go this morning and just receive? And that's the second aspect of that prayer. Just receive the love of God. The Bible says this love has been shed abroad in our heart. Just embrace that love. Let it melt away all bitterness in your heart. Let it melt it away. Let it melt it away. There's no need. There's no basis for hatred. Whatever has been done to you, just treat it as an event. There is a greater love that God has provided for us. It's an environment. And things grow in that environment of love. Dream produce in that environment of love. Father, we bless your name this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for our brothers and sisters. Thank you for the principle of release. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, because we let go of every debt, of every hurt, Lord, of every, Lord, offense. We let go. We receive your love. Oh, Lord, your tenderness melt all out of our hearts, every bitterness this morning. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the power of your spirit. Lord, we bless your name. We give you praise this morning. And then still...
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,